So, Thea, what led you to choose religion as a topic for this satirical comedy?
Well, I would have to say that religion chose me for this show. I basically am basing the show on my childhood experiences up through probably my mid-20s. And I think it's the kind of thing where I've always seen it in such a way where I saw some things that I perceived as funny. But, it's such a taboo topic, you can't really do or say anything about it. So I really kind of repressed a lot of these experiences that I've had. And then one day, about 10 years ago, I lived across the street from a church. And they were in this metal industrial building that really threw the sound. And so they had this contemporary worship band that would rehearse every Sunday morning, early in the morning before the church service. And I swear I would be laying in my bed, it would be early Sunday morning, and there would be this like driving bump, 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 bump. And one Sunday I just couldn't take it anymore. And I threw off my covers, I threw on some sweats, I went running across the street, I burst into this church, and I said, "Shut up!" And, if it was just their band rehearsal, it wasn't their actual service. But these people just stopped and they looked at me like I was crazy. And that's when it occurred to me I might have some unresolved anger about my childhood experiences with religion.
Which you're now channeling into this show.
Exactly. And the beautiful thing about doing satire is that everything in the show is real. That was really important to me. If I've got a scene that's based on a particular Bible quote, I make sure that I've got the, it's biblical. If I'm making fun of a particular movement, say like the ex-gay movement, which is there's a lot of different organizations. One in particular is called Exodus International. Then, I make sure that I am basing it on fact. Now, of course, since it's satire and since I want it to be comedic, I exaggerate it just slightly. And then that's where the funny usually is. But it was really important to me that everything in the show is based on reality, either on my own experience or an experience of a friend or something I've read in the news or maybe in a book or a song or, something like that.
So, can I ask, what is your family or personal background in religion that got you started with this?
Let's see, I'm a military brat, so I moved around a lot, which means I had the privilege of attending a lot of different churches. My parents are, I guess you would call them Christian right, very conservative, and my politics over the years diverged from theirs. And honestly, it's been such a huge point of contention in my family. It has caused tremendous tension. There have been arguments, there have been fights. We're not estranged, I'm proud to say. I think both my parents and myself have worked hard to maintain some kind of relationship. But it occurred to me that the division in my family is very much like the division in our country right now, this kind of us versus them. And I hate to say it, but it almost it, we're told anyway that this division is conservative versus liberal. And that really bothers me because, like, I perceive myself as neither extreme. And I think most of us are kind of somewhere in the middle. And I think, in fact, we have a lot more in common than we realize. And but I hate being vilified if I don't share your beliefs. I hate the fact that, well, I'm using the word hate and talking about being vilified. Well, see, that's hypocritical of me. And that's the whole point, really, of the show is hypocrisy, just in the way that I've experienced it. But back to your question. So I've been to Southern Baptist churches, I've been to Methodist churches, I've been to Congregational churches, non-denominational churches, Assembly of God churches. Then later on, as an adult, I started trying out things like Unity churches, Unitarian, Universalists, Quakers, Science of the Mind. And then, of course, in college, I experimented with things like Taoism and Buddhism, the Eastern philosophies. So I would have to say it's kind of a gamut.
A lot of experience.
Yes. I wouldn't say I'm an expert, of course, but I've tried so many religions, which is actually why sometimes I'll call myself a recovering churchaholic.
And so Paonia itself is a place with a lot of churches. At last count, I don't know how many there are. I think at least 15, mm-hmm. maybe. So are you worried at all that the theme of your show or the material is going to be in any way offensive or misconstrued by people, either in the audience or in the general community?
Mm. Yes, that is actually what probably has kept me speaking out for so long, is fear. Because I'm certain that my show will offend some people. Of course, because I'm taking something that they consider sacred and I'm showing how it was very detrimental to myself or people I know. But here's the thing, is this is the United States of America, and I'm very proud of being an American. I'm very proud of my father for serving in the service as long as he did. For 20 years he was in the Army, and we moved around all the time. I gave my entire childhood to this country. That's how I look at it. And I have a right to speak my truth, just like you do, just like everyone else does. And we have a right to disagree, and that's what makes it so beautiful here. So I would hope that my show would spark some dialogue. Even more important to me, though, is that it reaches out to people like myself who had some really painful negative experiences with religion and allows them to realize that they're not the only ones and that there are other people out here who know what that felt like. And I feel like by speaking out, it just kind of gets it all out in the open, and then we can start talking about it. And the truth is, in our country, religion is so divisive. And honestly, it shouldn't be. I mean, particularly if you take Christ's words to heart, then this division, it makes absolutely no sense. So that's the other thing. I'm not trying to preach that in the show. I feel like that's other people's jobs. But I am trying to just point out ways in which it didn't work for me. I think one of the challenges for me had been because of the form of Christianity I grew up with, I basically had to abandon God and Jesus altogether to do some personal healing. And it wasn't until not too long ago that I was finally in a place where I could actually reflect on that and realize, some of my closest friends are Christians and they're good people and they have good things to say and contribute to the world. And I had gone through such a process where I had to go to the other extreme for a really long time. And so now I feel like my spirituality is still evolving. So now I'm kind of starting to come back into more of this like middle ground again, versus one extreme or the other extreme. And so that process has been really unexpected. And I'm really grateful to all the kind and generous and loving Christians who I know and who really make a difference in this world.
So getting, to the show itself, mm-hmm. We have a poster up around town that has you in, I think, four different costumes. Mm-hmm. And so this is predominantly a one-woman show, if I'm not mistaken, and you'll be impersonating most of the characters?
Right. In terms of what's on stage, it will only be me, but me as 10 different people. And but what will be on the video, one of the reasons I wanted to bring in video is it gives me a chance to work with the talented people around here. So I've written all these spoof videos. They're mostly kind of like infomercials or PSAs or, fake little commercials, that kind of thing. And they help me make a point so much more powerfully than I could just as myself on the stage. And also they're just a ton of fun. And so I think we had something like 15 different people help out with that, either acting or, you know, with the videography and sound and all that kind of thing. And then Mike Maxwell, my partner, he's been doing all the editing on those. And so that's, it's been really fun to collaborate with everyone involved, but especially with Mike.
So it's bigger than just you in that sense.
Yes, exactly. In fact, I think I counted there were something like 43 people who have pitched in some way to make this show happen. I'm actually kind of, in my mind anyway, I bill the show as Thea's Catharsis. You know, I don't put that in the PR because that's maybe a little strange, but that's how I've been looking at it. And so to have all these people kind of just really, you know, donate their time and their talent and to help me bring my catharsis to fruition, it feels so remarkably liberating, and I just feel so supported and so grateful. I felt so alone with all of this for so long because you cannot speak out about this. It is truly not allowed in our society. And I feel like that is not only a shame, but it is a crime. So to have all these people pitch in, they don't necessarily agree with me. That's what's even more beautiful. They don't necessarily agree with my ideas about religion, but they were willing to support me. And I feel so blessed by that.
Well, so doing all of that as on your own up on stage, is that challenging? Is it more difficult than if you had someone to kind of parlay things to and work with?
It is very much so. I love interacting with the audience. Live theater to me is the best. I just love that experience of being right there with the audience. You're creating something together. And that means a lot to me. But yes, to just be yourself, just one person doing that is hugely challenging, aside from the logistics, like, say, costume changes and, you know, the sheer volume of material to have to know. But also, yeah, it would be really nice to have someone else on stage with me at some point. But I think maybe this first time it felt like this had to be so personal. Most of the characters are people from my life in one form or another. And I felt like since they're people I know, they're in my mind, that I wanted to bring them to life.
So the people that you're acting or, you know, impersonating all these characters, are you picking particular characters to highlight specific points you're trying to make? Or are they just kind of figures that have in some way impacted you, or both?
I think both. I think some of these people who were so impactful in my life are actually archetypes for individuals in the larger society. You know, there's a pastor character, and he's actually a blend of probably two or three different pastors from my childhood. And I use him to make a particular point, two points, in fact. And I don't know, I think me just standing there as myself, just telling you these points, it's not, first of all, it's not as interesting, it's not as comedic, and it's not as truthful, because although it happened to me, this other person is the person who said it to me. So to have that person just get to say to the audience what was said to me, I just feel like that's, I'm hoping anyway that that works.
Last year at the Harvest of Voices, you read a piece that sounds very similar to what you're describing. Mm-hmm. Was that kind of the beginning of this, or how long have you been crafting this show?
That piece that I read last year at Harvest of Voices was the very first kernel of the show. And that's kind of what got me thinking about, well, how can I flesh this out? What other stories do I have? And the irony is, you know, so I really set out to do this personal show about my own experiences. And then I'm trucking along, and there was a lot of internal resistance and fear. There's some shame and some pain and some sorrow and a ton of anger. And I didn't want to deal with that stuff. So by the time I had like the first draft of the show and I read it to a couple people, I had almost extracted all of the personal. It was almost like I had written a research paper, and I had all my facts and my statistics and my, you know, examples from other people's lives. And what the people who were there listening to this first draft said universally was, we need to hear your story. And that's what I realized, that's what I had set out to do. But somewhere along the way, I lost that vision, and I think it's because I was afraid. Although it's a comedy show, I mean, you know, some of it, although now I laugh about it, some of it was kind of painful or scary at the time as a little kid.
Yeah. A lot to put up on stage in front of people.
Yes, right. It's kind of like opening the dark recesses of not only your heart, but all the vulnerability. But a friend of mine the other day said that that's what comedy is. Comedy is all about the suffering, basically. It's our way of coping with it or of channeling it in a much more constructive way.
Thank you very much, Thea.
Thank you, Ari. This was fun.